You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Please tell people how they can find us, sir.
It's so easy. Go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top, or find us on the Facebook. Believe it or not, you just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Pretty easy. This note comes from Rob. This was on Facebook. Rob says, I've been married for 3 years, been with my wife for 5 years, and I just now found out that she still sends a birthday text to her ex-boyfriend every single year. They used to live together and at one point were engaged, but broke it off. Then we met and got married. He asks, do you guys think it's disrespectful for someone who's married to send happy birthday messages to old lovers? I would never do that. That is from Rob.
Well, Rob, Superior Rob. Okay.
I know you would hate it if Nicole did.
I made notes. I'm dissecting this.
Okay.
Yes, I would hate it. I would hate it. But if it was a long-time boyfriend, girlfriend, and you were sending the happy birthday texts, I feel like that would be okay. But once you start sending it to somebody that you were engaged with, that's a whole nother level. And then you broke it off, and maybe there's still some sort of feelings there, like deep feelings, if you were engaged. I don't like it.
What about an ex-husband or ex-wife?
I don't know. See, I've never been in this situation, so it's hard to say. Like, if Nicole and I were to break up and move on or whatever, and I've been with her for almost 2 decades now, I would probably send her a happy birthday.
Okay.
So I would do it.
And then you
but that's
get into
a long time to be with somebody.
Then you get into a new relationship with someone
and
who has the
like
exact same
it.
Story, and they are sending, happy birthday, hope you have a great day.
Then
and
I'd
you're
be fine.
Be
no, I'd be fine only if they
be.
Allowed me to do the same thing. Because I think, you know, if you're both coming from a past where you've been with somebody for 20 years, then you'd get it. I'd get that they're doing the same thing I'm doing.
Everybody's got a past, though.
Yeah.
And what difference does it make what
past.
Level of relationship it was?
Something about just having an old boyfriend or an old girlfriend.
Because it doesn't make sense. Because
a lot of at that point, they're just a
friend. Let me get you straight, though. Hold
they're
on a second. Because you have conflicting information for
me. I know. I'm trying to puzzle this all out on the air, Dom. I don't know.
Because as I see it, if they were just boyfriend, girlfriend, you don't have a problem.
It's not that
if
serious.
If they were
then.
Engaged, you have a problem.
A little bit of a
if
problem.
If they were actually married, you're back to not having a problem.
No problem.
What is that? What's the difference in that middle ground?
I don't know. There's just something about being engaged, knowing that you're going to spend the rest of your life with somebody, and then somehow broke it off, and then maybe you're going back wondering, wow, what if I had married that person? I'm still going to wish him happy birthday, see how they're doing.
Well, you could have been married to him, and you could still be thinking
I don't
that.
Know what the logic is behind this right now. There's just something about that. A broken engagement, and you're wishing that person happy birthday that just
so
feels wrong to me.
Dating or married, fine.
Fine.
Engaged, not fine.
Off limits.
I don't understand you.
I don't either right now. I honestly don't, but in my mind, it sounds right.
See, I do this, so I don't have a problem with
it. Whoa, how many people are you sending happy birthday texts to, Don?
Hundreds. Hundreds.
Does your wife know about this?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
She's okay with it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I send my ex-wife a happy birthday message.
Well, see, that's an ex-wife. I'm okay with it then.
You have no problem with that.
Which ex-wife?
The number six.
Number
seven.
Two. It would have been number two.
Six or seven.
I know number two.
So
I send her happy birthday text too.
So if we asked our listeners to do 5 calls says it all.
Yeah.
What do you think the vote would be?
To stop. If your husband feels uncomfortable with it and he has the conversation with you, please stop doing this, then I would stop doing it. So I would say our listeners are going to say, stop doing it.
Well, then here's another question.
What?
Even if Rob is uncomfortable with it, should he say anything if that's going to make her stop?
Should he talk to his wife and have a conversation? Yes, you should.
I have a little bit of a problem with that. Why? She's been doing this for years. Now he comes walking and says, hey, the thing you're doing, I'm uncomfortable with that. Thanks. And then walks out of the room and goes on with his life.
No, well, be a mature adult and have a genuine conversation. Like, yeah, okay. I don't feel comfortable about that.
So have a 10-minute conversation and say, yeah. I'm going to control your behavior. I want you to stop doing
that. No, it's just a conversation with your spouse. Imagine that. Imagine having an actual conversation with the person you're sleeping with. And married
I think that's apples and oranges here. I don't know if it's a matter of having the conversation. It's the outcome of that conversation that I'm uncomfortable with.
Why? What if she came to him and said, hey, Rob, you know, stop eating so poorly. You know, I'm worried about you. I'm concerned about your health. Da, 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 da. What's the difference? She's concerned
again,
about something.
Apples and oranges.
Nah, not at all.
Besides, he can make the choice of whether he wants to eat healthy or not. So there's the solution. And I think Rob's wife has the option of saying, look, this is harmless. This is somebody who has been an important part of my life.
It's harmless for now until the affairs
happen. Listen, you just said that if it's an ex-spouse that it's okay. But
they're engaged, so this is not okay.
Oh, my God.
She'd say, happy birthday. We should meet up for lunch and just
We need five calls immediately on this. Five calls right now. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We forbid you from using the line, quote, if you trust someone... That line is forbidden on this show.
Trust no one right now.
And the only reason it's forbidden is because it's overused. Yeah. If you trust someone, we're going to take it for granted that these people trust each other. Let's assume that's a given.
Rob just feels uncomfortable by this.
His question is, do you guys think it's disrespectful for someone who's married to send happy birthday messages to old lovers? Our lines are full. Let's try to take as many as we can here. Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So is it okay for Rob's wife to send a little cheery happy birthday to somebody in her past?
I would say yes if they still have some kind of ties together, like kids. My husband has kiddos with his ex-wife, and I actually send her a birthday gift or like a Mother's Day gift, but there's still some kind of ties. But if it was just like a ex-girlfriend or, you know, they broke off the engagement and there are no ties, like, I don't think that's right. I wouldn't like that if he did that to me.
So no.
What is the, why is, you know, like having children, why is that the deciding factor?
Because she's still around. Like, she's still around, you know, you know, everything's still okay. Like, they're civil. But if you're, like, if you broke off your relationship or your engagement, I know there's a reason why, but there are no ties anymore.
Sure, move
on,
basically.
There's no reason why you should have to talk to her.
If you have kids, you're swapping kids and stuff, you got to keep things cordial and polite.
Let me ask you guys something. What can the tie consist of? Like, let me give you, for instance, my ex and I did not have kids together, but she was still my realtor. I mean, is that a tie?
That's a tie. Happy birthday all day long. Yeah, you might want to use her again.
Even Gretchen used her to sell her house.
Yes, you got to keep those contacts up. So,
what do you think?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm okay with that, too. Hey guys,
Sandra, have a great...
I'm so sorry. I called in like a couple weeks ago about the relationship. Do you guys remember?
Hold on. We're going to talk to you off the air because we are loaded with calls here. So don't go away. Hold on. Who's next up? It's Sherry. Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So what do you think? Is it okay or not?
I say no. And the way I feel about it is you got to think of how the other person would feel if the opposite person was doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. What if Rob started texting all of his exes? How would she
exactly.
feel? So how should he go about this?
I say past is past. Let it go.
Well, should he talk to his wife, though, about this? Or how should he handle it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I always feel a strong marriage has an open communication.
I'm with you, girl.
Well said. Sherry, thank you for your time. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Sherry, baby.
Beth, what do you think? Is it okay?
I totally think it's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Say why.
I think that here's the deal. Like there's a lot of insecurity, it sounds like. And honestly, she married him. She didn't marry the other guy, so he should be secure enough to know that she loves him and only him. And if you want to know what, if there's something else down deep inside where she feels like she has to continue to say happy birthday to this person and he thinks that she's going to run away with him, well, then, like, that's how life plays out. But if he should just trust her and honestly know that she loves him and only him, and he should be a little more secure about the situation, I think it's totally okay.
All right. Beth, I would add to that, kind of piggybacking off of that, being in a relationship with someone who maintains good relationships with people from their past, I have been in a relationship with someone who had horrible relationship with someone in their past and someone who's been in a great relationship. Being in a relationship with someone who keeps good past relationships is far preferable than being in a relationship with someone where their past is troublesome. Would you agree with that?
Right. Totally.
I hope I wasn't too confusing with that. Beth, thank you for
thank
the call.
You, Beth.
Does that make sense, though?
Yeah.
It's like you better be glad if Nicole has good relationships with her
Does
past.
That then you think it bleeds over into your relationship then? It's going to be a good relationship? Or
it's just...
Or you're just excited that if you were to break up, then, hey, we're going to have a great relationship after we break
up. Well, there's that, but it's just different. I mean, it's just, what kind of heart do they have, you know? I don't know. Here's Christina. Christina, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Okay. What do you think?
So I totally disagree. I don't think it's okay.
How come?
And I'll tell you why. Because my husband does that. And he is the biggest whore ever.
Okay. Thank you for being on the show, Christina. I don't know about you, but my day was just made. In fact, I'll say the whole week.
It was just so softly spoken, and it was just presented so perfectly.
I've never been so happy with a phone call. Christina, we got to run.
I got
Thank
tears.
You. And I hope it works out for you.
Have a conversation with him.
I hope it works. I put her vote down for not okay.
Not okay.
Jessica, yes. We are way behind on time, so quickly, right. What's your vote?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't top the last caller, but I vote yes, as long as it's just a simple happy birthday.
Yeah.
If you reach out to this person once a year, say happy birthday, hey, hope it's going well.
Yep.
Great. Fine. No.
You know,
issue.
That's a great point. You're not doing
really
follow-ups. You're not meeting for lunch. You're not, you know.
Yeah, it's just
hey, happy birthday. Have a great
one. Thank you for that call, Jessica. We have time to squeeze in one more. DZ, good morning. Welcome to the show. You have about 10 seconds. What are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, first off, it's DC, as in don't care. But,
okay.
I don't think it's not fair. It's rude and disrespectful.
It is rude.
Rude and disrespectful. So, in other words, don't do it.
Don't do it, and if she can't appreciate him having a conversation with her about the situation, then he definitely needs to rethink his marriage options.
That's a good point, too.
Let me ask you this before you go, DC. We're still over time, but I have to ask your opinion. What do you think about Christina's husband being the world's biggest whore?
Oh, my God. Why is she still with him is the question. I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. What is she doing with that guy?
You're delightful, DC. Thanks for being on the show. That was
what do we got?
4-2 in favor of not okay.
Not all right. All right.
It's not all right, according to our listeners.
Well, Rob, I guess you can have a conversation with your wife about it or send her this podcast.
Yes.
You know, once we get it up and say, hey, I wrote into these clowns on the radio and people commented and it's not cool.